Monday night, early Tezayin Menachemov. Okay, the Dvar Halacha. We're talking about Kriya by the Mokom HaMikdash, and somehow very lenient Menhogim have developed. The Poskim are not happy about it, but it's a sort of a Kach Nagu type of thing. Some Poskim say it's wrong, and some Poskim say, look, that's what the Minig became. For example, not tearing Kriya on a day that there's no Tachanun, or Friday after Chatzos, the Chedoyme, and then that's one Kula, and then if you go within 30 days of that, not to tear, because you've just been there, that's also a Kula, that's two Kulas, and the truth is, you know, okay, by the way, a Chumrah, just you're mechuyev to tear kriya. I mean, it's a halacha, and if you don't, you have to tear that whole day, even if you're not there anymore. You go back home, take a coffee, and say, "Oh, I forgot to tear kriya." Oh well, too late. No, it's not too late. That whole day, you have to tear kriya. Now they said, "What?" Well, again, the minig again. One, in Shulchan Aruch it says you have to tear jacket and shirt. The minig became just to tear one baguette, and you can take off your jacket and tear the shirt. And you can have a Kriya shirt, that's perfectly legitimate. To have a shirt that you always wear when you go to the Kaisel, and you don't go every 30 days, within 30 days, you'll always tear that shirt, and that'll be the, you'll just tear it more and more and more and more. And that's a Kriya shirt. What? So you forgot. No, that's b'di'evet. You mechuyev to tear even later. You have to tear when you're at the Mokom HaMikdash, and you see Mikdash b'churban. Okay, Chavis Halvavus, we're in this perek that describes the characteristics of a true parush, and it just keeps on just giving characteristics. Below Masasek v'Mishena Nogealo, you know, some people, they have to know everything that's going on, and they have to be involved in everything that's going on, and really it's not Nogea him, but he just, it's called a Tumler, or a Macher, or a Yenta, whatever you call it. So the Porush, he doesn't, he wants to know what's essential to his life, and what's not essential to his life, he has no interest in. Eino Sameach La'ed, which means he's not happy when, it sounds strange, but unfortunately there's a Mida in people that if things are not going well for people, they take some sort of, I know it sounds crazy, but it's called Fagitnish, you know, and you take some satisfaction when someone, when things are not going well for someone, because you know they're not going well for you, so why should the other guy have it good? But Eino Sameach La'ed, the Porush is not like that. Everyone, you know, what's mine is mine. He's very happy if something unfortunate is happening to someone else, he feels for him. Eino Medaber Al Adam Rechilus, he doesn't talk badly on people, even if they did bad to him. Eino machbid al acherim, he's not a burden to others. Umarbel lazor, he's not a burden to others, but he helps others who need help. Marbel hodos pesa yisurin, if he suffers from yisurin, he is mekabel besimcha. Erech apayim be'esara, he has a lot of savlonut. Again, because he is in charge of his emotions. And that's really the bottom line. It's the sechel in charge of his emotions. He's mustapik b'mur, he's sameach b'chelko, and therefore all of these things ensue. In this bakesh, when he's asked to give, to give of his time or whatever resources he has, no saying, he gives gladly. He's a giver. The imneashak mochel im yimdu imenu. Even if people don't help him, misnadev, he doesn't get resentful, he helps others. The misrachim imenu miskarev. Then he said a beautiful phrase, it's like, you don't expect it from Chavis Halvavus, it's like a very pretty poetry. Rach mechema umosok midvash. He's soft like butter, and he's as sweet as honey.